the Afrika Korps, has been captured and is now marching in long lines towards the American fleet's ships to be taken away to the other side of the Atlantic. During the war, 380,000 Germans will be sent over to Canada and the United States, from where escape is impossible. These prisoners are about to embark on a strange odyssey. It begins on these military transport ships. Many feel like they're in a dream. For them, the war is over and they are safe. However, for these German soldiers, the dream will soon turn into a nightmare, because even here, the Nazis remain in control. These men coming off the boat in Canada insist on making the salute, even those with just one arm. Some prisoners are sent to camps in Virginia and Texas. They work on cotton or tobacco plantations. In these barracks, Nazi law continues to terrorize the prisoners. Within a short time, Nazi officers have taken control of the prisons, using intimidation, torture, and even murder to maintain fascist ideology among their fellow prisoners. And this message must reach the German soldiers fighting and suffering on all of the German fronts. They have to understand that they have nothing to gain from turning themselves in to the Allies. On the Eastern Front, ever since the fall of Stalingrad, the Wehrmacht is never the same. The soldiers exchange rumors about the Führer. Apparently he's lost his head. He's being secretly held in Berchtesgaden. It's his double that we're seeing. But no, it is Hitler himself, filmed here in Berchtesgaden by his mistress, Eva Braun. Since his army's defeat at Stalingrad and El Alamein, he's changed. His famous moustache has greyed. One of his generals, von Senger, is struck by his appearance. He says, "His skin was flaccid. The look in his blue eyes, which had mesmerized the crowds, was reddened by insomnia."